Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty interesting. It's about using visualization to help on the journey away from anxiety.
Yeah, it's a technique we found in a YouTube video from Sean Kazam, a 10-minute guided thing.
Exactly. And, you know, the whole idea of just imagining yourself better, it might sound a bit simplistic, right?
Totally. Especially if you've been told anxiety is, like, all in your head. Kazam himself even says he was skeptical about it at first.
But here's the interesting part, isn't it? It taps into how our nervous system actually works.
Uh-huh. It sometimes has trouble telling the difference between something vividly imagined and something, well, real.
That's fascinating when you think about it. Like how your mind can kick off a full-blown panic attack physically, even when there's no actual danger around.
Precisely. It shows that connection, the mind influencing the body. So the idea is, can we use that connection intentionally? For good.
Use it in a helpful way, yeah.
So visualization in this context is about deliberately creating that mental picture. You see yourself calm, confident, free from anxiety.
And by doing that regularly, you're sort of sending signals, telling your nervous system this calm state is possible.
You got it. Making it feel more familiar. It's not about ignoring the anxiety, more like building a strong mental blueprint for how you want to feel.
Now, it's important to mention, Sean is clear, this isn't like the only way. He actually recovered without using visualization specifically.
Right, but he sees it as a potentially powerful add-on, something extra you can do.
Something that works kind of subtly, maybe? Gently nudging your thoughts and beliefs in a healthier direction.
Exactly. So let's break it down. What is visualization, really?
In simple terms, Kazam describes it as using your imagination, actively creating those mental images and scenarios.
You're picturing yourself in that positive state and really feeling what that's like. It's focused, not just random daydreaming.
Okay, so why would this focused imagining actually help? I mean, how does picturing something change things?
Well, think about how anxiety often involves these really ingrained negative thought loops, right? They feel automatic.
Yeah, definitely. Hard to break.
Visualization can act like mental rehearsal. You're practicing feeling good, feeling capable.
And that consistency is key, I imagine.
Absolutely. Consistently picturing yourself without the grip of anxiety can start to make that feeling seem more normal, even achievable to your nervous system.
So if your system is always on high alert,
imagining peace and calm starts to make that state feel like a real possibility, not just wishful thinking.
And this actually changes the brain over time.
That's the idea behind neuroplasticity, yeah. Repeated mental states can physically rewire pathways. It's pretty amazing stuff.
We all know that feeling a worry pops up, heart starts pounding. Mind-body connection is so strong.
So visualization flips that, uses the same connection, but focuses on the positive outcome, the feeling of being okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And there's another layer too, isn't there? About identity.
Oh, definitely. Sometimes anxiety becomes part of how we see ourselves. I'm an anxious person.
Right. So as you heal, you kind of need to shift that self-image.
Exactly. Visualization can help you imagine and then get comfortable with being someone who isn't defined by anxiety.
Yeah.
Stepping into that future self.
Okay, this sounds promising. So how do we actually do the 10-minute technique Sean talks about?
Right, the practical steps. First off, find a comfy spot. Somewhere quiet where you won't be interrupted for, well, about 10 minutes.
Okay, got it. Comfy spot. Then what?
Then just take a few deep, slow breaths. You know, the kind that really signal to your body it's okay to relax, let things settle.
Good starting point. Deep breaths.
Once you feel a bit more relaxed, then you start the imagining part. Picture a future version of you.
A version that's already overcome anxiety.
That's the one. See yourself living life fully, freely, confident, in control, waking up feeling calm.
And he says to make it really detailed, right? Like, imagine a typical day.
Yes. What are you doing? Who are you with? What does it feel like? Try to bring in all your senses.
Sights, sounds, smells even.
Whatever makes it vivid for you. What do you see, hear, feel on your skin? And crucially, what's the emotion? What does it feel like inside?
Focus on the feeling. Like confidence, certainty.
Yes. Confidence, certainty, maybe joy, freedom. Whatever resonates with that healed version of you, Let those feelings really bloom inside you during the visualization.
And affirmations, he mentions those too.
While you're visualizing, you can repeat some positive statements in your mind. Things like,
I am confident,
yeah,
or I trust myself.
Exactly. I am free to live the life I love. I can handle whatever comes my way. My future is bright. Things like that. They reinforce the feeling.
That makes sense. It anchors the positive thought.
And another powerful thing is to imagine doing something specific that anxiety used to stop you from doing.
Oh, like giving a presentation or going to a party.
Could be anything. Picture yourself doing it and really feel that sense of achievement, that freedom, as you push past that old barrier.
Okay, and what's this about anchoring the feeling?
Ah, right. So when you're feeling those positive emotions really strongly in your visualization for freedom, confidence, whatever it is, notice where you feel it in your body.
Like a warmth in my chest or feeling grounded.
Yeah, exactly. That physical sensation becomes your anchor. It's a resource you can mentally tap back into later.
So you connect the feeling to a physical spot.
Interesting.
And then right at the peak, when the feeling is strongest, Sean suggests sort of letting go of the specific mental picture.
Let go of the image. Why?
Just focus purely on the feeling. He makes the point that maybe your actual recovery, your real healed life, could be even better than what you can imagine now. So stay open to that.
Trust the feeling. Trust the process.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's one more piece he adds. A bonus 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. What's that for?
Gratitude. After the 10 minutes of visualization, spend about 5 minutes just focusing on things you're grateful for right now.
Why is that important?
Well, our minds tend to always look for the next thing, right? Mm-hmm. Even in recovery. Gratitude helps ground us in the present, appreciating what we have, even if things aren't perfect yet.
Exactly. And Kassan points out someone else might really value the things you currently have, even amidst the struggle. It helps shift perspective.
Training the brain to see the glass half full, maybe? Acknowledging the good stuff, too?
Pretty much. Seeing the whole picture, positives included.
So, practically speaking, when should someone do this?
Sean suggests doing the 10-minute visualization, plus maybe the 5 minutes of gratitude, in the morning.
And then, just forget about it for the day.
Kind of, yeah. Let it go. The idea isn't to use it like a crutch every time you feel anxious later.
So it's not a coping mechanism in the moment?
Not primarily. It's more about working on that deeper subconscious level. Building familiarity with feeling healthy and capable over time.
So when symptoms do pop up during the day,
you still use your regular coping strategies, your blueprint for handling them. You keep moving forward, trusting that this visualization work is helping in the background.
Making that feeling of being well less foreign.
Exactly. Helping you truly believe recovery is possible for you.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Visualization, then, is basically using your imagination as a tool.
Yeah, a tool to help your mind and nervous system get comfortable with the idea, the feeling of being healed from anxiety.
It involves that vivid mental picture of your future self, bringing in senses, positive feelings.
Repeating those affirmations, anchoring the feeling in your body, and adding that dose of gratitude afterwards.
Remember the key steps. Comfy spot, deep breaths. Imagine that future, you living fully.
Feel it with your senses, use those positive phrases, find that anchor feeling, and don't skip the gratitude.
It really sounds like getting familiar with the feeling of being healthy and capable could be a really powerful step.
It absolutely can be. So if you're navigating anxiety, maybe consider giving this 10-minute visualization a try as part of your routine.
It could be a way to cultivate a bit more hope, build that confidence muscle day by day.
And always remember, getting support, having guidance on this path, that's not weakness, that's smart. Every little step counts.
Keep taking those steps. You really can move forward.